Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, bring praise to their hearts. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We praise the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity. Let's take advantage of that opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How are you feeling tonight? Anybody ready to just praise? I'm going to take out a few minutes just to say thank you, Jesus. Let's say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I realize that someone may not be relaxed right now. Someone may be driving in their car. Have downloaded this and have popped it in the CD player. Someone may be at work and you're on the computer at work and you came to the site just to get a word from the Lord. Wherever it is, whatever you're doing, the word will work if you work it. We'd want to take our time and just thank God for the blessings that he's bestowed upon us today. I want to thank God for blessing all families that are in bereavement. A special blessing on the Scott family, Shantara and Trent, and the loss of their six-month-old son, Jaden. God bless you. We're praying for you. God bless you. Also, very special blessings. Another family in bereavement. Nancy Falcon and her family. Her 21-year-old niece was shut down in a carjacking situation. God's blessings on you. We also want to just give God thanksgiving and for healing the sick. For healing the sick. Well, looking on Guadalupe Fernandez as she heals. And a mugging. Thank you for healing her body. Every day she's getting stronger. God bless you. A couple more families for bereavement we have on the list tonight. We just wanted to have their name called out just for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say we're thinking of you and we're praying for you. Family of Phoebe Johnson. We're praying for each and every one of us. Families, whether we know you or not, that are in bereavement, have someone sick, someone is asking for prayer for a loved one that is behind bars. God bless. Bless the God. Go ahead and work in the best of that individual. God works out of the sight of man for the good of man. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for your blessings. We praise you that we can just come to you and just ask and bring all of our requests to you. We thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do bring these requests to you. Every family that has been mentioned, dear Father, we ask you to just put your mighty arm of comforting around us. Just take them, dear Father, and just hold them close to you. Your spirit will give them comfort. Your spirit will give them strength. Your spirit will give them healing. Your spirit will give them forgiveness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your comforter. Dear Father, for all of the names that are not on the list, I thank God that you see each and every one of them. Your eyes is on them. Be what they need for me right now, Jesus. Whatever it is that their needs are right now, we ask you to be with them. And dear Father, we thank you for the opportunity to just come and just let us hear your word. Oh, it's so important that you want your word to be heard, that you choose someone as me to allow me to let you just use me to deliver your word to your people. All around the world, people that I may never ever see, but you're looking at them right now. You have your eye on each and every one right now. You have your mighty hand stretched out towards their needs. You're hearing their cries right now. You're hearing their pleads right now. Someone's calling on you for the first time in their life right now. Hallelujah. They're seeking you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you that your word already tells us that if we seek you with our whole heart, we will find you. And when we find you, we find your righteousness. And when we find you, we find your peace. And when we find you, we find your love. When we find you, we find your comfort. We thank you, Jesus, for just being there for us, patiently being there for us. We find your forgiveness. We find your prosperity. We find your mercy. We find your love. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you, dear Father, with a whole lot of things that may be standing in the way of us getting to our something. A lot of nothings that may be blocking it. But you formed the world from nothing. You hung the world into nothing. And you spoke, and everything became into something. Existence was then created. Your mighty word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you. Thank you for the strength that you bring us up into higher levels. Wherever we're at, it's because that's where we want to be. Because if we continue to seek you, we will continue to grow in you. And we'll go higher and higher. And dear Father, as we stand back, we invite you to stand in. Take control of our minds. Use my mouth as your words flow to penetrate the sick, to uplift the bowed down heads, to comfort the ones that are grieving. In the mighty name of Yeshua, our El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister, I hope you feel uplifted. Brothers, I hope you're ready for the word. Nothing turns to something. Hallelujah. I invite you right now to bring all of your weaknesses. Let's exchange them for strength. The word is strength. It's power. Whatever it is, you may come and interceding for someone tonight. You may say, it's not me tonight, sister. But I stand and intercede for someone. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for intercessors. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. just a couple more shout-out requests. We also invite you for any prayer requests, special prayer requests, always send them to AOL, the AOL address, which is walkwithmegod@AOL.com. Feel free to leave a message here at the blogtalkradio.com. We do, even if we don't mention them on air, and we're definitely try to, but we definitely do pray for each and every request that comes through. We do take out time and earnestly lay before the Lord on our face in prayer for your loved ones, for any situation that it may be out there. I thank you so much for all of the ones who are corresponding with us just to let us know that the breakthroughs that you're getting in your life from the word that you're hearing on the show from Tri-Anointed Ministries. Because it is not I, Evangelist Vaughn. It is the Lord speaking to you in your situation. We thank you for all of your feedback. We thank you for the manifestation of things that are now in your life that we thank you when you get in touch with us and you let us know. I really appreciate it. God is good. I love hearing your testimonies. I love taking your prayer requests. I love taking your praise requests. Let them flow. Thank you, Jesus. I invite you all to please rate the show. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is good. God is good. Reading scripture today, we're in Isaiah 46, starting at verse 8. Open your swords and let's read. Isaiah 46, verse 8. Remember this. Fix it in your mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I made known the end from the beginning. From ancient times, it is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do it all that I please. From the east, I summon the bird of prey. From a far-off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, you who ate far from the righteousness, who are far from the righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away. And my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel. God bless. And God bless Israel. God bless Israel. For all the intercessors tonight that I'm feeling so strong in my heart, interceding for someone who is downhearted today, who's depressed, about something in our life that is insignificant. They're feeling very insignificant right now. And they are feeling like it's someone that just don't even know who to turn to. Others are just down in a depressed that they just don't even feel. They can't pray right now. So we have many intercessors right now. We have some grandmothers. We have just some co-workers. We have people interceding. We thank God for our intercessors today. Because God does have plans for you to multiply and increase you. His plans for you. During your depression, we remember if you do have something. Let's start using what you have, whatever resources you have. Pray. Sow into someone else's life. If it's not finances for you to sow your time. You have something that you can sow. Serve. serve someone in some capacity. Continue to praise the Lord. That's where you find your power. That's where you get back up off of the stumbling blocks that you're falling over. That's when you can learn to get back up on the road. The pathway of righteousness is filled with your knee prints on your knees before the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray, praise, sow, serve. I know those are not popular words with us. The enemy uses those words against us to keep us behind. What do you mean, so? She wants you to give her your money. He wants you to take you and think that your money is something that you have to hold on to. God doesn't need your money. But you need this money in this land. We live here. So he wants to bless you. When he asks you to give, if it's money at that time, it's because he wants to bless you. Whatever you work for, he wants to touch it and bless it before you send out to anything or anyone. He wants to stretch it for you. He wants to make sure that this money is going to meet all of your needs. You can't beat God's giving, no matter how hard you try. Take your nothing, turn it into something. You know what I mean. You've tried that situation of not tithing. Your money runs out before you even get it started. You can't even understand some of the times where it went. And you keep a pretty good book. But you've got to have blessings over all areas of your life. God said if you trust in him for one thing, trust in him for all things. You've tried stretching your money your own way. You pinched pennies, and it's still not working for you. Try right off the top. Try sowing into someone's life, sowing into a ministry that actually is changing your life. Don't rob God. Give it over to him, and let him stretch it out and do the things that it needs to be. So your need, all of your needs can be met. Start praising, even in the midst of your sorrow and your pain. Find a way to praise. And the stronger you get in the Lord, the easier it'll get for you. You'll just start to automatically praise and giving him thanksgiving, regardless of what the situation is. You still find something that you need to be thankful for in that situation. For someone is always worse off than you. Hallelujah. This teaching is for so many of us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, starting at chapter 7, verse 9. Deuteronomy 7. Verse 9, it says, "Know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." He is God. He's not man. You don't have to worry about if you're sowing into something. You don't have to worry about what man is going to do with that. So if God says you sow in that area, sow in that ministry, sow in that person's life, just be the obedient child that he calls us to be. After that, he has the other end of it. You do your part. He's going to cover you. Your blessings is going to be met. Your needs is going to be met. We so often get so caught up, especially inside of our churches, where we should be tithing. We should be tithing when the word is coming across and blessing us. We should be tithing that that word can continue to grow. We should be sowing into the ministries. In this day and time, we have ministries everywhere. We get the word on the radio. We get the word on the internet. We get the word on TV. We get the word in our church home. If that word is penetrating your life, you should be sowing into that ministry. I'm not just speaking of mine. I'm talking about wherever you're being fed from. You should be sowing into it. So often the enemy will tell us, well, look at you. You sowed into that ministry. Now look what he's driving. Look at you. You sowed into that ministry. Now look at the house she's living in. But God never told us to sow and then look and keep trying to follow where our seed is at. He said you continue to sow. You continue to serve. Continue to praise. Continue to pray. He said all of that is the water. Your seed is never too far from you. Regardless of what you see over there, your seed, just the sowing of it, is where you're reaping your harvest. Not chasing after the seed, but just being obedient and sowing the seed is where you reap your harvest. After that, it's really between God and whoever it was that you sowed into. Hallelujah. See, your harvest doesn't come from how the church used that money, how the evangelists did use that money. Your harvest comes from being obedient unto the Lord and sowing into the ministry where he told you to sow. And then you continue to water that seed, and it will continue to grow. Hallelujah. Because why? Remember, lean not to your own understanding. It doesn't make sense to us if we think about it in the man sense. But Deuteronomy 7 and 9 tells us that we need to know, recognize, and understand. Not our own understanding, but understand, therefore, the Lord your God, that he is God. He's God. We're trying to recognize and understand that this is not man, this is God. He's a faithful God. And if he tells you to do this, believe that he keeps his covenant. He wants a covenant with you. That's the relationship he's wanting from you. And he has a steadfast love and mercy with those who love him. With those who are willing to trust in him, with those who are willing to keep his commandments. Hallelujah. He wants to keep his covenant. Set to 1,000 generations. And he will love you, bless you, and multiply you. To who? To those who keep his commandments. To those who love him. To those who can trust his word over your own words. Hallelujah. Trust his words over your own thoughts. He will love you. He will bless you. Hallelujah. And he will multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the fruits of your body. Touch your body right now. Any ailing part of you right now, anything that just kind of been feeling out of whack, I dare you to just touch yourself now. Place your hand on that part of your body. Talk to your body. Tell yourself, my God is a faithful God. My God is a loving God, a merciful God. And I love my God, and I trust my God. I keep the commandments of my God. body, since I do these things, my God is going to heal me. He's going to bless the fruits of my body. You must be healed right now. Our bodies have not a choice to bow down to the word of Jesus. If he said be healed, it has to be healed. If he said cancer be gone, cancer has to be gone. Not just lay dormant, it has to be gone. If you believe that, say amen. If you believe that, you should be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The fruit of your land will be blessed. Your grain, your new wine, your oil, the increase of your cattle, the young of your flock, and the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, all diseases. Just block you from it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God has always had a plan for you. A plan to bless and prosper his creation. We are his creation. He wants to bless us. He wants to prosper us. Adam and Eve was told to be fruitful and multiply. Amen? Amen. Abraham was promised great increase that was compared to the stars in the heavens. Hallelujah. Moses acknowledged God's increase to the children of Israel and prayed in Deuteronomy 1:11. It says, may the Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he has promised. Remember, I promised you we was going to be going back over, just listening, looking at the examples of how God takes nothing and turning into something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever it is right now that you're nothing, that may have just been on your mind all day long, go ahead. Bring that request to the Lord. He's waiting for the opportunity to turn your nothing into something. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are no limitations when it comes to God's ability and his desire to multiply and increase every area of your life. He said we can bring all of our requests to him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity. I don't believe that they were just talking about having a bunch of kids when they heard the promise of increase. Increase is more than that. It's about more than that. Because if you have kids, you got to be able to afford the kids. Of course, parents that are unable to feed, clothe, or provide for their children are miserably heartbroken people. The thousandfold increase would have been a curse without an equal increase in wealth to meet their daily needs. But he wanted to multiply in many areas of our lives. Again, how does it work? God supplies your seed that he asked you to sow. He supplies the seed for you to sow. 2 Corinthians 9:10-11 says, and God who provides seed for the sower, he provides your seed. And bread for eating will also provide and multiply your sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Hallelujah. God provides your seed. He supplies the seed for you. It says, thus you will be enriched in all things and in every way, so that you can be generous. Hallelujah. And administered by us will bring forth thanksgiving to God. Remember, on last evening we were speaking about not just being able to pay your debt, but being able to be a blessing to someone else. Being able to be a blessing to someone else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God has promised. Anybody believe in God's promises? If you do, let me hear you say, God's promise. God's promises. He promised to provide the seed that you are to sow. Now, when God reveals what you are to do with the seed that he gives you, it is vitally important that you are obedient. Let's say that again. God has promised to provide the seed that you are to sow. So many times we're so worried about, well, where am I supposed to get the money from this here? This money from here, I got to pay this bill or do that. Or it's so many things the enemy will set up before you, trying to keep you with nothing. But he tries to reverse it and do psychology on you to believe that the something you have, that money right now, or that time right now, that job right now, whatever it is that God is asking you to sow, that's your something. And if you sow, then you will have nothing. That's reverse psychology. For God wants to make your nothing into something. You have nothing until you follow the directions of the Lord. I don't care what it looks like you may have. I don't care what it looks like who it looks like you are. Until you are obedient to the Father, you have nothing. Hallelujah. So now when God reveals what you are to do with the seed that he gives, again, it's vitally important that you are obedient. Otherwise, you will bind his ability to meet your needs. It's not going to work the way that you say. You're not going to be able to make the rules or how and the steps that this seed is going to go and where it's going to go and how you think it's going to be blessed. If God has placed on your heart where you need to sow, that is going to be the rich grounds that seed is going to grow. If not, you're just casting your seed into dead soil. So don't look for anything to grow from there. It takes water for seed to grow. But you can take your seed and go throw it in the river, and it does nothing. It has to be at the right place. You've got to be obedient to the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the principles that God established in his word are designed to guide you out of the desert and into the land of milk and honey. That sound familiar? His plans are designed to guide you out of your desert, whatever desert you may be in right now. However many years you may have been going around in that desert, walking in the desert. This is our time now to grab hold of the word. This is our rope. This is our lifeline. This is our time. This is our opportunity. That we can get out of the desert. We know now that he has plans to guide us out of the desert and into the land of milk and honey. even when things look their worst, important for you to note, even when things look their worst, remember our God specializes in making a way where there is no way. Whew, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He specializes. This is not an amateur. This is a powerful God. He has no limits. This is a loving God. This is your creator. We are the creation. And he has plans to prosper us. Can we be obedient and accept his plan? Go with his plan. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, hallelujah, they were happier, healthier, wealthier than they had ever been in their life. God gave them silver, gold, and land so that they may observe his statutes and keep his laws. Hallelujah. Let's just read a little bit about that for just a second. Psalms 105:37 and 43 through 45 says, he brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen ones with gladness and singing, and gave them the lands of the nations of Canaan, and they reaped the fruits of their people's labor, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Exodus 24, I was reading about how Moses stood in the presence of God for 7 days and 7 nights. It wasn't until after the 7th day of silence that God spoke to Moses. We go before the Lord now and we take our little nothings there and we're looking. If we don't hear the answer immediately, then we fear up. We start to complain. We start making our own idols. How we start trying to figure out how we're going to do it on our own. Maybe this is not the spouse for me, but, you know, I really don't even have anything in common with him or he or she. But you know what? At least it's a man. At least it is a woman. I'm going to go ahead and settle. I don't feel like nothing else has happened. So you know what? I'm going to go for this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to be patient. God's timing. He may didn't give you that. That's not the spouse he chose for you. Because the one that he had for you, you asked for a special request. He's still grooming the one that you've asked for. He's still moving things out of his life that would hinder you and building that area up in that spouse's life before he hands him over to you. So I dare you. Just run and get anything. Hallelujah. God bless, God bless. 7 days Moses stood before in the presence of God. 7 nights. After the 7th day of silence, not babbling about, begging and pleading, but 7 days of silence, God spoke to Moses. You can read it in Exodus 25. It begins with, and the Lord said. I'm certain that Moses was hanging on for that first word from God. What an important information would be the Creator impact him to him on the smoking mountain of Mount Sinai. what in the world? What is the first words? He's just got to be just, wow, God is ready to speak now. What will be the words that come out of his mouth? Hallelujah. He must have been listening intensely to hear those first words from the lips of God. What would they be? And those who know the word know that those words were what? His first words were, take up an offering. I don't think Moses said, what? See, these people had been slaves for 400 years without a penny to their name. And now, just when they are starting to get ahead, you want me to pass the offering bucket? I'm sure Moses didn't say, are you sure, God? No. See, Moses is full of thanksgiving to God for delivering the people out of bondage, was obedient to God. The Hebrew children grew up hearing about the principles of giving and receiving. Are your children learning? Are you teaching them God's principles of giving and receiving? Look around you. Look how that has hindered many adults right here today. Because their parents never taught them the principles of God's giving and receiving. Parents, let's not be let our kids be a victim to that. If we are victims to that, now let's go ahead and let God teach us how to give and receive. And please, let's pass that on to our young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Hebrew children grew up hearing about the principles of giving and receiving. They were ready to be blessed. They know in order to be blessed, they needed to do something. They needed to do something. They needed to give. Along with faithful Abraham and inherit the promises of abundance. They had too much that they knew had been promised to them. They knew that their God is a covenant God, had made covenants with Abraham. And it was no way that he could break them. So they were ready to be blessed. They were ready to give. The Bible tells us that those that were of a willing heart brought their offerings to God. His plan to start the flow of increase for his children could not begin until they were obedient. Are you understanding that, sisters and brothers? Are you understanding that God's plan to start the flow of increase for the children, it could not begin until they did something, until they were obedient and wise to sow the seed that was provided by God. The Lord giveth, he gave it to them to sow the seed so he could return, give it back more, to multiply it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Only then, once they were obedient and sowed the seed, gave their offering to the Lord, only then could they expect the promise of increase to work for them. It's so neat of us going around here quoting all of the scriptures about us, the plans that he has to prosper us, to multiply us in all different ways. But we're holding on to our seed. We have to do something. We have to act on the obedience. Be obedient to the Lord. Sow the seed, sisters and brothers. Let him in return multiply the seed and give it in return. He gave you the seed to start with. He gave you the seed to start with. It's not how hard you worked on your job. Because to get that job, he had to provide it. So he gave you the seed. Why are we so afraid to give the seed in a sowing? So he can work the plans that he has for you out in your life to increase that seed in many directions of your life. Increase your healing. Increase your health, that you don't have to be healed, that you're staying good health. Increase your relationship with him. Increase the church that you're at, that the house can bring the word more, can stay functioning. That he would increase your strength where you're weak. Increase your marriage. Increase your protection. Increase your income. The increasing is unlimited. But you first have got to be obedient and sow the seed that he supplied for you. Then he will work out the plans he have and multiply for you. And until you can do that, you should never expect the promise of increase to work for you. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is in this day. Read it for yourself. It's Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Go back and meditate. Ask God to reveal it to you, to show you what he's meaning to you and your personal life. Now, some people cringe and they get offended when it's offering time. But given is God's plan to set his people free from lack and bring them into abundance. But again, isn't it just like the enemy to confuse that thing? Try to confuse your mind, to turn it around, to make you believe, that by you giving, that it's going to give you lack, that you will get lack. You will not have as much if you give, that you have the abundance now. Giving is going to take away from you. Because you say, well, that's just the way life works. If I have this, if I give, I will have less. But not our understanding. And we're looking about our powerful God, the one and only. So we have to think of it like his way. We have to let him reveal it to us. We have to try it and see over and over and over again. It will not fail. Let's say it one more time. It will not fail. Now that I have said it, start to tell yourself that. Try it. It will not fail. He wants to set you free from lack and bring you into abundance. He give it, you sow, he bring you further into abundance. He multiplies. Just as it was essential to the success of the Hebrew children to have a willing heart to give. Not complaining and murmuring. Not standing up and trying to tell your sister or your brother or brag about how much you gave. It's not about that. How much time you gave. If it hadn't been for me going and cleaning her house when she was sick, I had to do this, and I sold this, and I bought this here for the church. But giving with a willing heart, not the first time that the pastor says something that you don't agree with, and then you're all upset and wants to bring it up to him and the whole congregation. I'm the one who bought this. not the first time that your sister or your brother or your neighbor says something or does something that you don't appreciate or didn't, it may have been wrong against you. You can't be the one to tell them, I'm the one who was over there every day when you were sick. I'm the one who did this for you. I'm the one who fixed your car when it was broke. Does that sound familiar? We all know someone like that. But you must give, having a willing heart. So it's equally important, if it was important for the Hebrew children, it is equally important to your future success. Again, we go back on Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope. There's so much to learn in the Word of God concerning giving and receiving. But the most important thing to remember is that you don't have to begin by yourself. God is faithful, and He will supply the seed for you to sow. Now, don't be foolish and eat your seed, regardless of how insignificant it may seem to you. When that seed is planted by faith in good soil of the Lord, fertile soil of God, harvest is on its way. It's part of God's plan to help you turn your nothing into something. Let's say it one more time. Open up your hearts and hear it. Hear the word of God. It is God's plan to help you. You're not alone in this. He's a faithful God. To help you turn your nothing into something. So bring your weakness and exchange it for strength. Turn your nothing into something. Wherever you're at in your life, go ahead and start to praise. Start to pray. And don't stop. Pray until something happens. Push. Then start to serve. Serve somebody. Get joy out of serving. I tell you that joy, the J is Jesus, others, and then yourself. Get joy out of serving others. God will take care of yourself. You see, you got Jesus and joy. The O is for others. You praise Jesus, then you take care of others, and Jesus will take care of you. He will always take care of you. He will also make sure you have your joy. So it's not like you're giving to others and you're lacking, because Jesus is always going to take care of you. Now, if you're in an abusive relationship, and you're continuing to just let somebody run over you, and you're just giving and giving and giving, and everyone is trying to tell you that you're lacking because you're just giving to this person and they're doing nothing for you, don't try to let the enemy influence you to turn that around to make sense, because that's stupid. Remember, it's not oi, it's not others and yourself. It's Jesus, others, and then yourself. So if you're looking for true joy, you've got to have Jesus first. You've got to be serving Jesus first. You've got to sow into where Jesus they sow into. When you do that, you've taken care of the other, and Jesus will take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to thank everyone. Thank you, Jesus, first for your word. Thank you for your peace and your power. I ask that everyone's seed that they have in their hand, that it not fall on dry, dead soil. that they be obedient, Lord, and sow into rich, fertile ground, soil that you have destined just for their seed. As their seed grows, dear Father, may they find each and every time that just being obedient to your direction just opens up abundance for them, because it's your plan to prosper us. As they're obedient in sowing in fertile ground, it opens up multiplication, strength, and health for thousands of generations in their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that we all be obedient. We thank you, dear Father, that whatever nothing we came in to tonight's prayer with, those nothings are already now somethings. Whether we see the manifestation or not, we've sown that seed just by starting by saying, God, I'm going to be obedient to you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to praise. I'm going to sow. I'm going to serve. And that's where we get our power. That's where we get our power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for just being here with us. All right, sisters and brothers, he's done it again. He's gave us a life-changing word to take us not just through one day, but through our lives. Pass it on to someone. Pass it on to someone. Go back over the word. People ask me, how can I get more material from you, Evangelist Vine? Just send me an email. I'll give you the directions of how you can get many other materials from me. Hallelujah. Again, that email address is walkwithmegod@aol.com. walkwithmegod@aol.com. The number is 210-277-0495. Or you can also call the guest call-in line, 646-652-4916. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we never want to end the program without extending an opportunity for someone to know the Lord. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever have. As you say these words, if you will believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10:9-9. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought me on the cross, and I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You're a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, old things are passed away, behold, all things are new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Please let me know of your decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to help you in any way on your walk with the Lord. If you need a Bible, just please let me know. We rejoice with you. We rejoice with all of the angels in heaven. Because one more soul, serve a soul tonight is same and accept God as it is. We thank you, Jesus, for accepting each and every new member into this family. Hallelujah. Remember, Christ is thinking about you. And he only wants to be the best for you. He only wants the best out of your life. God bless you. Welcome into the family. It's his plan to prosper you. Never again will you let your nothing just sit there depressing you. Never again will you let your nothing, someone come and tell you about who you are, that you'll never be nothing, that you came from nothing. They'll never be able to remind you of where you've been or where you they think you're going. Because that too, you will tell them and you will know that you can just turn that in and exchange it. You can get strength from those witnesses. And in return, God will multiply. And he'll turn your nothing into something. Don't be afraid to sow your seed. Because in the obedience and following in his footsteps of where to sow into, you know it's always going to be rich ground. And it will continue to grow and multiply for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Worship the Lord. Bow down before the Lord. Give him praise. Pray to the Lord. Serve someone. Sow your seed. Get your power. Get your multiplication. God bless you all. We look forward to hearing from you. Until the next show, blessings be upon you. Tri-Anointed Ministry, I, Evangelist Vaughn, say I love you truly. Good night.